Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? Here we go. It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Be sure to share this event around and take this number down. This number. Where is it? Here it comes.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Now we're going to have Eric Breck come on and join us here very shortly. We're going to, of course, pay homage to those who support our show. And come on our show and talk to us. Of course, we're going to talk about that's Liberty Rush, Dave Bray, and a couple others. And I'll be back with Eric Breck. We're going to talk about what's going on. The body count's going up. I'm going to try to play some audio that I got from the air traffic controllers from the airport right behind the Mandalay Bay. We got air traffic control talk, audio. So you want to stick around. We're going to hook it up right after this. I see Eric's in the queue. Eric, I'll be with you in 2 seconds.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
I'm in a second. Really?
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Hey, Ed. Hey, Chris. Norrell, what's happening? Dottie, thanks for sharing, Dottie. Andy's watching. Danny's watching. Daniel,
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed. They actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for red state America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you, God bless, and God bless this great country.
Darn it. All right, folks, here's my favorite part of the show, the very beginning. As you know, the NFL and these guys are taking a knee during the games, and they're dishonoring. I don't care what they're saying. Oh, we're doing it because we're protesting police brutality. Whatever their excuse is. A fine veteran said, listen, and sat down with him and said, why don't you kneel like we kneel and we pray for our fallen? So it actually came out from a veteran. It was his idea. We said he sat down with Colin Kaepernick and talked about it with him one day, and because he was taking a seat. And then he said, well, instead of sitting, why don't you take a knee? And so that's how it came about. And you know what? I don't care what the hell's going on. You stand for the national anthem. I don't care what you feel. Especially when you're at work and you're on the clock. So, folks, if you love America and you love our national anthem and our flag, what it stands for and what was sacrificed when Francis Scott Key penned that beautiful song with 200 men piled up at the base of a flagpole holding that flag up throughout a massive attack, they survived. So if you want to join me right now as we stand and face the flag and enjoy Dave Bray doing the national anthem. We do this two times a show now because we have respect.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
And to you folks in the NFL who would protest that song, screw you. Just saying. I don't like to use foul language much on the show, but in this case, screw you. And I hope folks can jump on board with that. And everybody all at once, ready? We're all going to say it together. One, two, three. Screw you. We don't need no damn NFL. We got the NHL where Canadians stand. Canadians are standing. for the national anthem. I don't know what I did with that audio from the airport. I don't know who sent it to me. There it is. I got it. All right. Bro, it's on Mike Toks' Twitter page. If you know Mike Toks, he's running around with Laura Luma, turning over every leaf that they possibly can there in Vegas. Body counts are rising, folks, out in the Las Vegas. These folks that had come out and said they were being chased around in the crowd. Mysteriously, these folks are all turning up dead. I don't know what the hell is going on there. There is some hell of a cover-up going on. There's something they don't want us to know. Is it because the owner of MGM Grand is the guy who makes the scanners for the airports and he wants to put scanners in every hotel, motel, Holiday Inn across the country? Maybe. Is it a sneaky plan devised by the, you know, the deep state shadow government to take away the weapons for the New World Order and put the smack down on the people? Maybe. Or was it just some senseless idiot out for some fun and wound up one dead and a couple of them scattering through the crowd? Fun at the expense of others' lives. Anger, stress, frustration, we're all feeling it. Maybe that's what happened. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll get to the bottom of it. Maybe one day we won't. Maybe it'll be just like the JFK, and in 50 years some great president's going to come along and we release a whole bunch of redacted crap that you can't find nothing out, and it's still the same old story. That could very well be the case, too. But I want to welcome our guest this evening, Eric Breck, to the show. He's here to join us. He's got a great show. Our friend Renee was on the show recently. Renee was down there at the Bellagio with her husband. Eric, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. A little frustrated.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell by my tone this evening, but I'm a little frustrated.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. It's crazy, like,
man.
I had a lady on the show last week, Annie Cyrus, an escapee from Iran. And she's been on tour speaking out against Sharia law and Islam.
Yeah.
And she was down in Las Vegas. And I asked her, so you're down there in Las Vegas, your tour is there, and you're doing your thing. What are the people saying? She said it's like nothing ever happened, like it's gone, and it's not on the news, it's nowhere.
Yeah.
Where is everybody? Where did it go? What's happening out there? You know, I don't know. What do you think is going on out there?
Well, that's a pretty broad question right off the bat, but
I'm going to get right to it.
Well, it hasn't gone totally dead because you're here, I'm here.
That's it.
Renee's here. You know, and, you know, the interesting thing is that I don't know what your numbers are like, but by the time it's all said and done, I bet you have a lot of views. And there's a reason for that, because there's a hunger for this. And so mainstream media thinks they can let it go. People are seeking it out on Twitter and little pages like this, you know, little pages like mine, you know, blowing up because people are desperate for the truth and they're not finding it anywhere else. You know, you got Tucker slightly dabbling in it now, and people loved it, right? But then he's got his higher up saying, no, we're not going to go that path. That's too Alex Jones-like, right? And so it's just sort of little guys battling away at it, but doing well, doing 100 times better than the FBI and LVMPD. You got Laura Loomer out there taking a lot of heat, but out there nonetheless, turning over all the leaves, just like you said. So there's a lot of people interested, just very few covering it, that's all.
It's quite disturbing, to say the least. Now, I came up with an idea today. I was talking about it today with somebody at work. I was like, I wonder if they had a drill, an active shooter drill, going on, as usual. It seems that that's always the case.
Yeah.
It's always an active shooter drill. I don't know where. How come I can't get all my messages up on my messenger here? I'm having a hard time. I want to play this audio. Maybe during this drill, they put a bunch of guys out in the crowd with blanks. They put them at the Bellagio, Caesars, Trop, But there's nobody else got shot, only in the concert area. But there's gunshots all over Vegas. Maybe they went up to these hotels, they fired guns, and they had people on the inside watching the reaction to see what kind of reaction, what can we do? Maybe there was some kind of study going on, and they were shooting blanks. We know for sure there were shots at the Bellagio, New York, New York, Caesars, the Trop, the Paris. There were gunshots in almost every hotel down the strip. Like they left Mandalay Bay and they went down the road firing at this hotel, that hotel, the next hotel. You think maybe it could have been part of their false flag drill? Like they always, at 9/11, there was a drill. Sandy Hook, there was a drill, active shooter drill. Oh. It seems like every time they put these active shooter drills together, something happened.
You know,
what do you think?
I don't know, Mark. I kind of want to wake up tomorrow, so I'm going to be a little careful. No, I'm just kidding. We'll do it here. But let me, you know, so you say the word maybe. So I need to say this right off the bat. So I'm a lawyer, okay? And so I sort of have a different approach than most people. Like, I don't have to prove the ultimate case, okay? I just need to disprove the government's case. And I think we have done that handily, okay? So we don't yet have the evidence to know the entire picture. We're not even close there, but we have plenty of evidence to disprove the government's case here. I would tell you right now, if this man Paddock was not dead and this thing went to trial, I would guarantee you T12 not guilties inside of an hour. That's how bad their case is. So I have certain theories, as you clearly do too, but you know, I don't think we have the evidence to, you know, I think there's a little risk there too of potentially hurting our own credibility if we take a real wild leap across the Grand Canyon without the necessary evidence. So I'm just working on disproving their theory first and then working on the other stuff as we go here.
Gotcha.
That said, though,
Renee is saying as 100% was not blanks. She is saying on the feed that there's a difference in the sound between blanks and real gunfire. And I guess if you're down there in the crowd and you're listening, you know for sure the difference. But she's saying it's definitely not blanks. Renee, if you're on there, do me a favor and send me in the messenger. She's on the live feed right now. The audio from the airport, because I can't seem to pull it up on my messenger here on my PC here on my desktop. Having difficulties. Now, I noticed posts came out today or yesterday that we're talking about the rising body count of folks who are claiming there were shooters in the crowd. Have you heard this?
Of course. You know, the interesting one, I think it was October 10th, these people from Riverside, California, I believe. Now, the guy allegedly crashed into a metal gate and his car blew up. Okay, two people at the concert. I think they were vocal about multiple shooters. Up in flames. Now, other than in a Hollywood movie, when does a car blow up and go up in flames hitting a metal gate? Who doesn't know how to drive, especially in their own neighborhood? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And then they just sign off the article, and, oh, that's that, you know. And that doesn't make any sense. That car manufacturer would be sued into oblivion if their cars blew up and burst into flame from such a minor accident in his own neighborhood. And then, of course, we had this other guy recently. I think this one was right in Vegas, who ends up dead in some abandoned house or something. Shot a couple of times, really no other explanation, but he was at the concert. So, yeah, they're piling up here. Of course, you know, I'm sure you've covered it a million times, the 28-year-old that dies in her sleep. Also very vocal about it.
I don't know how to pronounce her. Her name is Kimberly Sukumel, and she was a medication overdose. 28 years old. Initially, they said that she died of natural causes.
Oh, that one changed too, huh? Okay. They throw out these little things for us to bite on, and if it doesn't work, they just change it. That's the routine here. You know, Mark, I had actually heard epilepsy in her case, and I find that to be hilarious because I haven't heard of anybody ever die of epilepsy. you know, so who knows on her, but setting that up, that's for sure. So definitely successfully driven a lot of people underground here, unfortunately.
And that's
a few brave ones.
Well, that's what they try to do right off the bat. They put fear into these people's hearts.
Yeah.
And they made them scared. And now they're all hiding. And they don't want to come out with the truth. I've been digging and trying and get as many people to come on the show as possible. I can't get anybody. I got Renee to come on. Danielle came on and her husband and a couple others. I had three or four people come on the show. But they, that's it. And
yeah,
now
same
nobody
problem here.
You know?
And
so,
I've also, Mark, yeah, there's a little delay here, so we're kind of walking on each other. But I've also invited dissenters to show up on my show anytime they want to. Guess how many have shown up? Zero. You know the ones that say, you're stupid, conspiracy theorist, you're crazy, you know, all that. Zero show up. They're not going to defend this weak case. You know, they can't.
And we already know Sandy hoax, but they still talk about the Sandy hoax like it happened.
Oh, of course.
Folks, I don't know if people understand, but out in Sandy Hook, that elementary school did not have one class in it for 7 years before that shooting. All of a sudden, they're at this school during an active shooter drill. It's all bull crap. They're setting us up. Now, I have this audio. Now, I'm going to try to play it here. Renee sent it to me in the messenger. Uh-oh, I got music coming. Where the hell's that music? Here we go. I'm going to try to play this audio. I don't know where the music's coming from. I guess my son has a video game on in the background here somewhere. Yep, there it is. Goodbye. All right. I'm going to try to play this audio, folks. This is from Mike Toks. He's out there with Laura Luma in Vegas. They uncovered some audio from the airport right behind the Mandalay Bay. And I'm going to get this to play. If we can go. I'll fast forward it if I can to where it's at. Let it get started here. Fast forward.
Shooters on the runway.
You heard that?
See, a good idea. There's actually shooters on the runway.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Try it one more time.
Shutting down might not be a good idea. There's actually shooters on the runway.
Active.
The 19, they're closed. They are in the process of trying to round them up. They're on the airport proper. I'm getting the information now. I'm talking to, like, seven different people.
Don't get no plainer than that. Seven people reporting active shooters on the runway. Runway 19S, right behind Mandalay Bay. Reports from seven people that there are active shooters on the runway at the airport. Not being reported. You hear it here on Patriot Nation Radio. You'll hear it on Eric's show. You'll hear it on shows who have balls to bring the truth. Now, somebody's dead. John Beilman. He was wanted by federal agents following the discovery of a communications device in the hotel room of the officially identified shooter, Stephen Paddock. Killed both himself and his disabled daughter in an apparent murder-suicide. Yeah, right. I bet it's another one of those two shots to the back of the head suicides. You know, these people keep getting two shots in the back of the head. One, you're down. How do you pull trigger twice? You must be amazing. I mean, unbelievable marksman and have a crazy training to get past the brain injury from the first shot. Kimberly Sukomel found dead in her bed from an apparent medication overdose. They said natural causes, epilepsy. There's all kinds of things swirling around her. Dennis Carver and his wife, Lorraine, die a block from their home in California due to a car accident that caused their vehicle to explode into flame. Danny Contreras found dead from multiple gunshot wounds in a vacant house, to which is the most recent event that we have to report below. This information that I'm getting to, I want to make sure I give credit to whoever put this out, but there's not much information here of who put it out. It's just on a site, so you have to search this stuff out, folks. It's out there. So we got four, five, six people now who are running around for their lives from an active shooter's in the crowd. Now, if you were on the show and listening to my show a couple weeks ago, right after, Bran Thornton, his nephew, Bran Thornton, you might remember from the Bundy Ranch, he's the guy blowing that big horn. Oh, that's Bran Thornton, blowing that huge horn. His nephew, his family has five generations of casino workers. They've been in this business for years. And he asks a simple question. Where's all the surveillance cameras? There's so much surveillance in these casinos. You've seen the movies. They got banks. They have windows. They're watching everything. If they see a guy just scratch his back, go check him out. He's cheating. I mean, there's millions of dollars going on there. They are watching every second in Vegas. Where are the videos? Have you seen any video? I have not seen. I've seen one video, a suspicious video of a SWAT team going through with two guys. They got their guns drawn. And they're going through the crowd, and they got their guns. They're ready to go. They bring these. The SWAT team goes this way. These two guys cut off this way, go down some elevator or something. They're gone. Who was that? That's the only video you've seen inside, other than Renee's from the Bellagio. Maybe a couple others from the crowd. I think I see maybe 15 videos out of 22,000 people. Don't you find that odd, folks? Why would the FBI go into the concert grounds afterwards, pick up all the stuff, and erase all the videos and information off of all the phones and devices they found there at the concert venue? What's up with that? We got to get the answers. It's up to folks like me and Eric and my friends Brian Lang and Live Truth Radio and others that are trying to get the truth out. And what kind of stuff have you come across lately in reference to this massacre, Eric?
Are you talking to me, Mark? Okay. What have I come across lately as far as new evidence or just in general? What are you looking for?
In general, you know, whatever comes to mind.
Well, of course, I take notice of the lack of evidence and, you know, the surveillance videos alone, just like you're talking about, really says it all. Honestly, check it out here. People should really be, I don't know if I want to say troll, but play around with Sheriff Lombardo, Sheriff Fife's Twitter account. For some reason, it's not getting much action. That guy is just trying to solve little petty crimes now. Help us identify the shooter. He's putting up video from inside gas stations and stuff, right? Acting as if Las Vegas never even happened, you know. But as if it's not even suspicious that they haven't released 30 seconds of surveillance video in the most surveilled place in the world.
Right.
I mean, that alone is so weak. And, you know, I still have yet to find anybody that's able to point out any muzzle flash from the building. But this stuff goes back way to the beginning. This is the Captain Obvious stuff, right? And it just gets worse and worse. Honestly, this case, other than the fact that there's a lot of dead people and a lot of hurt people, so the numbers are vast, this is not a hard case to put together. Prosecutors dream with thousands of cameras everywhere. You could prove a murder or the murderer from, you know, 10 different angles at any time. This is really the easiest case ever. So that right there tells you that if they want, and you know what, at a certain point, they have a duty to appease the public here or fill in the public. If they're upset about conspiracy theories, now everything's a conspiracy theory if you don't buy right into their stuff, right? Everything.
Right.
Everybody needs to start every sentence with, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if they wanted to quash that just a little bit, release 10 seconds of video with Paddock with some bags. They know that, and there's a reason why they haven't, because they can't.
Yep.
So they say that he used the service elevator. I think that was their attempted runaround of why he's not on camera, except for somebody went in there and found out that the service elevators do, in fact, have cameras too. So there goes that. It's almost like
they
didn't think this out at all. And, you know, hopefully at some point we get into the Jesus Campos elevator angle of things here, because that's a whopper. You know, this is either the most inept police department I've ever seen or the most corrupt. It's one or the other.
Or both.
One or the other.
Could be both.
Yeah.
And someone's covering something up to something. And guys like you and guys like me are going to keep plugging away and get to the truth. We have to. We actually have people. We have people out there, Mona Alexis Presley, who's claiming nobody died at that concert. They have identified folks through obituaries and other things that have died in other states in other years. You can find that right on my page, and the headline is James Fetzer, Mona Alexis Presley. Nobody died at the Vegas concert, and those who have been publicly identified as victims of the October 1st shooting in Vegas turn out died at other times in other locations and of other causes. Some of them do not even exist but were created through a Photoshop program that produces the illusion of an entirely different person. If this seems initially unbelievable, when you finish this article, look back at the photos of the victims and see if you can find the same person in many of the others. It's scary, scary stuff what they're saying here. That, let's see, victim Christopher Lewis Roybal, born October 9th, 1988, was listed as one of the victims of the shooting. However, after searching obituaries, there was a discrepancy in the date listed as to when this person died. Both obituaries are found on legacy.com and listed two different obituaries, October 1st and October 2nd. That doesn't mean that he was wounded, made it to the hospital, and died in the hospital. Who knows on the next day? That one could easily be explained away. But, yeah. You know, they got lists and lists of these people. Susan Smith, 53. Third victim found to have died at the concert. Obituary was changed to say she died in Las Vegas, but the rest of the obituary does not talk about any shooting death and also request donations to the Cancer Society.
Yeah.
Sandra Casey, fourth victim. The search engine in regard to her death listed Sandra passing away in Vermont. So there's some funny stuff going on here, folks. You can find this whole article on my Patriot Nation radio page. It's right there. Ladies and gentlemen, here's my little great nephew. That's Zayd. Hi, Zayd. There you are. Look. Isn't he cute? Look, you're live. Everybody's seeing you. That's my great nephew. Look at this crazy stuff going on. I'm getting some weird interference on my PC. I don't know. Maybe the government's hacking into us again. Did you see the picture? Now, I had Laura Luma on the show. She went down and knocked on Jesus Campos' door, spoke to a lady there. Then you see the pictures from the awards ceremony on October 3rd. The union threw him a – yay, Jesus Campos, hero. The union's going to throw him a party.
Yeah.
The union throws him a party. They take a bunch of pictures, right? Seen the pictures?
Yeah. Of course.
And then some dude, who the hell knows who that guy was that walked out on the Ellen show, but some dude came up there claiming to be Jesus Campos. Now, folks who don't follow anything and have their head in the sand and are sheeps took that for, hey, there's Jesus. I believe it. It's Ellen. I love Ellen. Ellen, ooh, God dang it. She's great. I can't believe it. She got the greatest interview ever. Jesus Campos from Vegas.
Yeah.
Except that wasn't Jesus Campos. That was some 50-pound fat guy. He was 50 pounds fatter than the guy at the award ceremony only 10 days before.
Yeah.
Nobody sees him.
Mark, can I bust in here on that a little bit?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Yeah, so Campos is my favorite angle of this story. Yeah, you nailed it all there. There's guys that, 4chan and all these guys are, basically way better than the FBI and have been for a long time. They're using software to that for measurements from, widow's peak to lips and eye to eye and all this stuff. And so this is stuff that is accepted in court as reliable evidence.
Yep.
And they're doing side by side pictures. You've probably seen it. And, I've never seen anybody debunk it or anything. Yeah. And, it's clear. I mean, it's right there in the measurement. So, I mean, who do you think you're fooling here? But there you go. The typical Ellen crowd just doesn't question anything. And so I've been actually running with sort of a running joke here that we got Jesus Campos 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. I think we're up to 4.0 now. And I think the next one is going to be they're just going to fatten up Robert De Niro because at least they'll get a better actor in that case, Because this guy on Ellen was horrible.
I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, that same guy. So he'd do it probably for free. Yeah. It's absolutely absurd, man.
What about him at De Niro and his restaurant over there in Tribeca? A little liaison spot for his buddy, Harvey Weinstein. That's a whole other story.
Oh.
That's unraveling too. Kevin Spacey.
Oh,
now
so much
Kevin.
Going on. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Daryl, it's like the fall of Rome, man. Incredible. That's why people need to stay on this.
He gets busted for being a pedophile. He goes, well, I've been living my life as a gay man. So now all of a sudden they're all like, oh, my God, I'm so glad he came out. He's gay. Hooray. Woohoo. And Wanda Sykes said it best. Kevin Spacey, you can't hide under that rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
They got you.
Nice.
They got you. It's scary. I love Kevin Spacey. One of my favorite actors. What? Today. My wife's like, what? When? Oh, I love that guy. He acts really good. He's in a lot of good movies. Yeah, he plays some really scary characters, you know. Now we know why this character was so strange. He was doing weird stuff with little kids.
I think we'll see it all fall apart here soon.
You know, people were laughing at me when I was talking about Pizzagate and Pedogate. Hey, Pizzagate. You know why it didn't come out in droves, like one big dump truck load and dump it out on everybody? Because everybody will freak out. So they have to let it out, drip and grabs. We got this guy. Now we got that guy. Now we got this guy. Now we got that guy. Now we got that one. And pretty soon they're going to be getting like judges and lawyers and politicians and athletes.
Hey, I'm sure you probably heard today that it came out that Kevin Spacey has been on Lolita Express with Bill Clinton. So we know that plane only goes to one place.
Pedophile.
And it's not a good place,
Jeffrey Epstein's little island.
Yeah.
Scary.
At this point, I think we need to ask the question, is there anybody that Hillary Clinton hangs out with that is not a pedophile or a rapist, you know? It's like
maybe
that bad.
I don't know. Maybe their daughter. I don't know. Who knows? She's running around with that guy. I don't know. He married that rich guy. Lots of money. I don't even like to talk about these folks' names anymore. They don't deserve the publicity. Just keep their names out of the news and stop talking about them until they get locked up.
Yeah.
And then
you know, Mark,
I've actually,
as juicy of a story as it is, I've been trying to almost consciously avoid the Hollywood scandal because I see it as kind of a shiny object, a distraction. It is relevant, of course, but honestly, I think justice for these people in Vegas is the number one thing here. And the implications involved here are huge, more so than Weinstein being a creepy guy, you know, his whole life. Everybody kind of knew that already. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people, though, that are just starting to put their heads in the sand and, that, you know, almost imply that guys like us, let it go, man, just let it go. You know, no, you can't let something at this level go. This is like the biggest mass murder via gun in American history, and people are just willing to let that go. Is that where we're at now? People don't get any answers?
You know why? You know what the news does? The mainstream media beats you with violence and death and desensitizes you to it. Next thing you know, we're used to this. This happens all the time. It's just the way it is. Yeah, who cares? Let it go. Bull crap. There's 58 dead people, 58 people that died, and then 6 people who were in the crowd who mysteriously died. People are still dying from this, and they don't want to talk about it. It's just out of the news. I guess.
Well, you know what, though, Mark? It's just easier to, you know, take a selfie of your Starbucks or, you know, you live your life. Then, I mean, these are pretty scary things to think about because deep down, I think people know the implications. If the narrative all over TV right now is false, what does that mean? Well, it means we're led by complete liars. Come back.
For a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so many people. Well, Anderson Cooper told me, got to be true. I seen it on CNN, the Communist News Network. Ah, man. Who's great? Well, there's a lot of racket.
Hey, you know, that air traffic control thing you put up, that is super relevant, okay? That's like almost smoking gun level, at least for proving multiple shooters, right? If I were to turn on CNN right now, I would bet $1 million you'll never hear a thing about it. You won't hear about it for the rest of the week. That says
they're
everything you need to know.
They're talking about Montefiore. Right
now.
Oh,
of course they
are,
and they will for a week. Yeah.
He worked for Trump's campaign. He worked for Trump's campaign, oh, my God, and he in 2007 started talking to Russians. From 10 years ago. He gets indicted on something from 10 years ago, has nothing to do with Russian collusion. And these people are going to go, oh, my God, it's Trump. Trump did it.
Yeah.
He's a spy.
It's about 50% of the population that's utterly clueless, clear now, you know. I don't know about you, but I think it's the case that, you know, you're starting to get pretty, like, abused by people that you even know. Like, hey, Mark, let it go here, man. You're like, you're taking it too far. I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to get that from people I even know. So many people just don't have an interest in getting to the bottom of things that matter. That's the problem.
The Kardashians are far more important than, say, 58 dead people at a concert. You know, we got to know what's going on with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
and you know, those people that died at the concert were just, you know, regular people. Who cares? Move on, right?
And, you know, a country concert, they're mostly Trump supporters anyway, so who cares?
Right.
You know, that when they say stuff like that, it's like, what? You know, they people were saying that. You know, it's a country concert. Republican, conservative, Trump supporters go to country concerts. Nobody else goes to that. We listen to rap. Bam.
Right.
They said that.
Of course they did. They can't control themselves. They're ruled by emotion. You know that. I know that. Everybody listening knows that. But it's a real problem now when they jump on people for the great sin of trying to get to the truth. And that's all they ever do on every issue.
The new hate speech is truth.
Yeah. And,
you know,
it's like a giant gaslighting too now, Mark. Everything is a gaslighting. If you go against the narrative on anything, this Manafort stuff, NFL, especially Vegas, you're freaking, you've lost your mind. You're crazy. You have no credibility. And everybody out there listening knows that's nonsense, but it does get kind of grating when you hear that all the time, you know. But that's the goal, is to shut you down, make you feel bad about yourself, make you feel crazy. That's gaslighting. And that's what's happening on a mass scale here.
Yep.
But I'm preaching to the choir with you. I don't know. Maybe some listeners don't know this stuff.
Well, that's why, you know, and the reason I'm talking about it is because nobody else is. So we're going to keep talking about it.
Right.
It's important. 58 people are dead, and no one's talking about it. They talk about the Pulse nightclub still. They talk about Sandy Hook still, Columbine, Boston bombing. You hear all this stuff still. We still talk about 9/11 all the time. Another false flag.
Well, see, Mark, this is their most botched one ever. Okay, this one is super botched. And, you know, I always say in life, this applies in court and it applies to your own personal lives too. When someone can't answer a direct question, you just beat them. It's because they can't answer for a reason. They're painted into a corner. And so look at how long has it been since we've had a press conference from Sheriff Fikes? 2.5 weeks or something like that?
Yep.
You know, they realize that we're on to them. Something like 85% of the people don't believe this heinous narrative. And so nobody wants to stand up there and just be picked apart again because we're watching every move. It's almost like you catch a girlfriend cheating or something like that. They also kind of silence and clam up because they know you're on to them, you know? That's exactly what's happening here on a mass scale.
Yeah.
Terrifying, really.
Folks really, a lot of folks are going on that one article that I read where the lady's stating that nobody died at the concert, and half the people that are on that list died years ago in other states. And people are doing the research, man. And, you know,
can I hit that one?
Yep.
Yeah, so like, man, I have been really reluctant to dive into that. So that's the crisis actor stuff. And it's really a dangerous one to trudge in. Because if you're wrong, how disrespectful, right? But at the same time, there's a lot of people that are awfully sensitive that it's considered rude. I mean, in the court of law, you have to ask questions that might be considered rude. Ask a woman how old they are, how much they weigh, et cetera, if it's relevant. Because the facts matter, even if rude. So I came across that stuff, and of course it's compelling. I have to take note of the fact that I've seen no bullet holes, I've seen no funerals. But then I don't want to go that path, you know, because I hear people like Renee
Renee Downs, who's very credible, and she personally knows somebody that was shot or killed. I'm not sure which one it is. And
shot
it's like,
leg.
Man, I got shot in the leg. Was that it? And it's like, I don't know. I don't remember exactly if she knew that person. There might be one step of hearsay there. Might have been like a friend of her cousin or something like that. But nonetheless, you can hear in her voice that, you know, she believes it. And I find her to be very credible. So, like, I'm awfully careful on that crisis actor thing. But at the same time, people are putting together pretty good cases here. There have been no funerals that we've seen. And there are questions about the identity of people. And they're not releasing any autopsies. This is unheard of.
Yeah.
Coroner's office on lockdown. Yeah.
So I got a lady, a fan, Madonna, on the live feed. And her friend from Taft, California, was supposed to have died at the concert, except for one thing. She died 8 years ago in a car wreck.
Really?
Madonna,
you
got to
get this girl on, man.
Madonna, you should call the show and tell us about it. I'm going to send her the number right now on the live feed.
See, that is super compelling. That is a smoking gun right there. So we need to gauge her credibility. I'm sorry. You know?
Madonna, please call. There's the number. I'll be looking for you on the board. That's pretty insane. I'm going to be getting some information. Renee's going to send us some information across here on the live feed. Hopefully Madonna will call in. Madonna, if you call and press 1, I'll see you come up to the top of the switchboard there. Please do. Please call and tell us.
Do we have Renee on the line right now?
I'm trying to get her to call in. There's a little delay on the live feed, so maybe when she sees the number, she'll call in. They were saying there was actually a memorial in front of Taft High School, and there was no memorial. This is a lady listening to the show whose friend supposedly died in the Vegas shooting, died 8 years ago in a car wreck. She's going to call now. She's getting ready to call. She just answered me on the live feed. This is insane. There's more stuff coming out of Vegas like you would not believe. She said, give her a minute. Folks, we have a lady coming on the show. We're right now talking with Eric Breck. He has a show. Eric, tell folks about your show while we wait for Madonna to call. So if folks don't get tired of me and they don't want to hear me no more, they can tune in somewhere else.
Well, it started out as a small thing. It was just called the EB Show. So my name is Eric Brecky, actually. I'm an attorney in Wisconsin, in a very liberal bubble of Wisconsin. I used to just do current event stuff, and then I started covering this Vegas stuff because of my legal background. You know, I know a lot. I know about guns, I know about Vegas, and I know about the law. This is right up my alley, right? And so I started doing this, and it started kind of blowing up. And so now I call it the Caper of the Mandalay Massacre. And, you know, we're up to, like, part 8 or something now. And,
yep,
you know,
yep,
I had Renee on the other day. Yeah. And so I pretty much open things wide open so people can come and tune in. That's a little dangerous for me to do. You know what I mean? Public everything. But anyway, I feel like this is important enough to do that. And I don't know. It's just sort of a quest for truth and a quest for justice here that some people have and maybe some people don't. But I find that most people are definitely very fascinated by this case and want answers.
Yes, indeed. Let me see. I'm going to do this real fast. Casey's listening. Give me a second. I want to play this.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Madonna says she's going to call here in a minute. She hasn't called in yet. Folks, we have a lady on the live feed. She has said that a friend of hers supposedly died at the Vegas concert and was not at the concert because she died 8 years ago in a car accident. This is what we're facing here, folks. A big lie. There's something going on. I don't know if it's for gun control. I don't know if it's for... Like I said earlier, the guy who owns the MGM Grand is the guy who owns the company that puts the scanners in the airports that our good friends at the TSA like to use. While little old ladies in wheelchairs get harassed as a lady with a hijab goes walking by with not even a frisk. You know?
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
If this Madonna actually pops up in a call, this is huge.
But would also mean that they've been incredibly sloppy, because these things are easily disprovable. Somebody at some point is going to say, wait a minute, that's my friend, and she died 8 years ago, and this could be that moment. How could they be this sloppy? So I'm very curious about this. I hope she pulls through.
Me too. I got the show scheduled until 9:30, so it might take her a minute, but we're going to try to get her on. Do you have a link for your show, Eric? If folks want to listen, or you just kind of keep that a little quiet?
I'm not even sure what it is, Mark. It's just it is started out on my own personal Facebook page, and so they can look me up. My name is right there in the description. They should be able to find me. I've been doing them once or twice a week, usually when something pops. I don't know. They just got to look up my page. And
there you go.
So Eric Brecky will be there.
All right. I think we got Madonna on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious breaking stuff right here. This is like dead evidence. Madonna, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you doing, Mark?
Can you hear me? We're hanging in there. we all made it.
This is really, this is bad. My friend Kelsey Meadows from Tap, California, they said she died in Las Vegas at the age of 27, but she was supposed to have been there. She died at the age of 20 in a car accident in Taft, California, on what they call 25 Hill.
And she's listed as a victim in the Vegas shooting.
Yes, she is.
Let me bust in here, Mark. Madonna.
Yes.
Madonna.
Yes.
Did they use her photograph? Did they use the actual photograph of your friend?
They used a photograph, but it was not her picture.
It was somebody else?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first?
Like her, but it sort of looked like her, but it was not her. They also was supposed to had a memorial in front of Taft High School with her parents there, and her parents no longer live there.
So you heard that right here, folks.
This is all right crazy. So why haven't the parents spoken up? When did you first find out about this, Madonna?
Well, when I saw about the shooting and everything, it just brought back a lot of memory. And I didn't know who to speak out to or who to speak out to because, the government's corrupt and you might disappear.
Yep.
And her parents, that's why they're not speaking up.
And I just got another. Listen to this. I got to leave the names out, protect the innocent. But this came from, I just got this message to me, and it's come from somebody who was there. I just wanted everyone to know that I am okay. My brother drove out here and found us. I have been released from the hospital, and we met with the man who found my phone. We just made it to the hotel. We are going to get some rest and drive home in a few. Words cannot describe how grateful I am for all the messages I have received from all of you to see if I'm well. I will not go into details as far as what happened, but I will say is that the bullet was through and through. It did not hit any bones or organs. I'm okay, extremely sore and grateful that God was looking over me and my cousin. I kept telling myself that I refused to die here and it was not my time and I had to get my cousin out. I'll get back to you all one by one. But for now, I'm going to try and sleep so we drive back to so-and-so. Please keep us in your prayers. Folks did get shot out there. And I believe some folks did die out there. But I think there's something else going on. Because my friend, who I've been talking with since 2014 at the Bundy Ranch, Brand Thornton's nephew, was shot in the concert ground. Now, he was laying on the ground with his arms extended. He was pushing up like a push-up. He was over his girlfriend, shot in the back, just above the kidney, and it went between his ribs and his lung, missed everything, just like this lady that I was in the thing I just read. Came out his shoulder blade, missed his aorta by like a centimeter.
Wow.
The only way that he could be shot in that manner in that position is someone in the crowd. No other way. It was not a ricochet. A ricochet would be a fragment that was already destroyed and would hit him and would have just stopped dead, and they would find a bullet in him. It would not have traveled 2 feet through his body and come out his shoulder. So he was definitely shot from someone in the crowd on the ground that day in Vegas, October 1st. Yeah. And not only that, then we got victims that died 7 years ago in a car accident listed as victims that died at the concert. Yep. You heard it right here. Madonna brought us her friend that she knew died in a car accident 7 years ago is listed as a victim. Wow.
I want to say something right now. Okay, if we lived in an honest society at this point, Mark, your show here would be a barn burner. Okay, it should be all over CNN, Fox, et cetera, these little sound bites, what Madonna alone is saying. You know, this is powerful stuff. They should be talking to her. Sheriff Fight from Lombardo should be talking to Madonna right now and others like her. The FBI should be doing the same. Journalists, if they existed anymore, should be chasing these people down. They should be at Madonna's house. They should be flying Madonna out to talk to her, putting her up at the Hilton, someplace nice. This is an important witness.
Yep.
Instead, what's going to happen is that whoever's watching the show is going to be like, oh, my God, they're right. But it'll get nowhere.
Yep. And if people were so smart, they would search them names out, and they would find some of the obituaries from people years ago. Search the names out and get to know the victims, because they are from years ago, like I have. You didn't never hear of no funerals afterwards, but the day after everyone got shot, all of a sudden they're having this garden pop up with all the names on it of the people that were died and everything. How do they know that others didn't die in the hospital? It's all been planned out like 911 and everything else.
Well, I heard a lot of the 911 tapes. I heard from 10 o'clock to 11:30. I've heard an hour and a half solid of the audio tapes from that night. And you hear it. They talk about shooters at the Bellagio, shooters at Caesar's Palace, shooters here, shooters there, shooters everywhere. And now we got the audio from the air traffic controllers, the airport right behind Mandalay Bay, runway 19S, do not land. Active shooters on the runway. They're on the property. They are here at the airport right now. You cannot land. Like what? Not in the news.
I want to tell you something, Mark. So in law, that's called an excited utterance, okay? And so it's an exception to the hearsay rule. And the reason why it's an exception is because it's considered inherently credible when somebody says an excited utterance, such as a radio transmission. Shooters on the runway. Shooters at the Bellagio. This is all very credible because it's being – look, they didn't have a chance to put anything together, any timeline or anything. Obviously, most people were not aware of whatever's going on, and they're just reporting what they're seeing, what they're hearing. That's where you were getting the truth. Now they've had all this time to play with it. The sheriff has gone silent. FBI has gone silent. Media has gone silent. Now is when you get to spin the lies.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
And it's incredibly unfair to put this on people like Madonna – to have to fearfully call into things like this. Are you using your real name, Madonna?
I'm not going to say.
Okay, I don't blame you.
I am, but you don't know which Madonna I might be.
Right.
I don't know if there's that many, but yeah.
You just be safe and continue to tell this story and let people know.
Oh, I will. I will.
Especially those who deny, you know?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I will.
And if you can come on my show anytime if you want to talk about it, you just hit me up in a message. You can come on and tell your story over and over and over again every week until something happens. We need to get this message out. Now, you go to my page. I don't know if you follow my radio page, Madonna, but if you go to the Patriot Radio Network on Facebook and look for there's a post there. Victims and their stories. Mona Alexis Presley. Nobody died at the Las Vegas concert. It has all the information you're talking about. Every person. Pictures, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go on here. I'm going to click on it and find a list of names. And we'll look for your friend on a list. Where's the list at?
Kelsey Meadows.
What's her name?
Kelsey Meadows. K Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Meadows, age 27.
Michelle Vo, Hannah Allen, mother.
Half California.
It's pretty scary stuff. You know, they also have an obituary for Stephen Paddock from 2013.
Yeah.
Apparently he died. All right, they don't have a complete list yet. But yeah, there is an article here, and I'm going to do a little more research on that and find it, because that's crazy. And they got a picture of all the victims here. Every victim is right there. Is Stephen Paddock on there? Because I guess he's part of those. 59 died. He's one of them. Plus those who died claiming they were being chased down in the crowd. Six of them have died now.
I wonder if his name is in that little bitty garden there with their names on a tree. Wow. Pitiful.
Well, folks,
you know,
right here at the end. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hello? I was going to say, it might be helpful, perhaps you've done it already, Mark, but to just throw it out there wide open, anybody that has direct knowledge of somebody shot or killed to call in too. You know, it'd be a nice thing to put to rest. It could be a half and half scenario like you were suggesting there, but, you know, is anybody contacting you saying that my sister was killed, my brother was shot, anything like that?
Well, I haven't got – nobody got – it seems like it's completely scrubbed and nobody's talking about it. We are talking about it, and that's it. Me, you, and Renee, and now Madonna. And nobody else is talking about it.
It's just
they don't
like
want to talk
it didn't
about
happen.
It
didn't happen.
I was telling Eric at the beginning of the show, I had Annie Cyrus on, Inez from Iran. And she's going on doing an anti-Sharia, speaking out against radical Islam across the country. She was in Vegas last week. And I asked her, I said, so what are the people saying there in Vegas? You know, down there, you know, people have got to be talking about it. And she swears it's like nothing ever happened. Not on the news. They're not talking about it. The evidence is, the place is clean. Everything's gone. It's like nothing ever happened.
Staged.
It's weird.
Like everything else in this society today, it's all wrapped up in a hashtag. Hashtag Vegas Strong.
Yeah, and they knew about it. What? How long after it happened? They knew who it was and where it come from. And
It's
like.
And I want to say this because I think it's important. A lot of people think that what we're doing might be disrespectful, and I don't understand that at all. I find the thing to be that what's most disrespectful would be to forget about these souls, to forget about these people, to forget about justice for these people. So I'm not going to have any guilt trips about this. Yeah.
At least get the truth, because as you see now, more and more people are coming out saying that nobody even died there. Now, I know people did die there. People have died there. There's no doubt that somebody died. I know for a fact people were killed. Renee's friend was shot in the leg. Brand Thornton's nephew was shot in the back and came out his shoulder. There are victims. There are people who were actually shot there. But were they shot by Stephen Paddock from the 32nd floor, or were they shot by people around in the crowd? Seems like people running around in the crowd. Gate 7. We got an active shooter at gate 7. I heard that audio. Where's that audio now? I can't find it. It's gone.
Hey, Mark. I was never really buying into this at first, but it's getting a little bit stronger, the helicopter theory.
Right.
I got a friend, Bill Pierce, who was just out there. I don't know if he's listening now. He's working with a guy named Matt Couch. I don't know if you know any of these guys. They're from America First on Twitter. Got a pretty big following. They've been spending some time out in Vegas, and they got a hold of some flight logs. And there is, sure enough, a missing helicopter. The transponder is turned off and on. And so take a look at it. It's worth looking at. A helicopter that sort of goes off and on the grid, and then it hangs out above the Delano. They think that there was that they pulled, guys out from rooftops with this strategy. And, at first I thought that was insane. But there's videos out there, too, of a mysterious helicopter. The shooting gets louder as the blades get louder. I'm starting to lean towards that one, that's in play.
And if that is the case, we have to understand here, if this is perpetrated by our government, it's an act of war against the people. It really is. Using helicopters, it's kind of crazy. No. way out of hand.
People have to know that the government, they think, oh, the government wouldn't do that to their own people. Yes, they would. They have been doing it for the longest.
And some people say to me all the time, oh, man, our government would never do nothing like that. And I say, oh, yeah, well, you think your government's perfect and they won't do something crazy like that? Go ask 6 million Jewish people who were killed in the Holocaust.
That's right. That's right.
Well, take a look at the silent coup they're trying to do right now, you know. Trying to undermine democracy while accusing the other side of undermining democracy. So they're capable.
Isn't that funny? We got this whole thing, the Russian collusion. And I say this all the time. If they're accusing you of it, look behind them, because that's what they're doing. They prove
Without
it
fail.
Time and time again. If they're talking about it and you're blamed for it, that's what they're doing behind your back.
Yeah.
Look at what's coming up with Russian collusion. They are really over the top colluding with Russia. Uranium One. Go all the way back to the Bundy Ranch and the Hammonds over at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. Malheur Wildlife Refuge sits on one of the biggest uranium deposits in the country.
Oh, yes.
The whole deal is about Uranium One. Lavoy Finicum lost his life because Hillary Clinton sold all the uranium to Russia.
Yep.
That's what I believe. And I think she's complicit and she deserves to be prosecuted. But because she's a Democrat and they live by different rules, she'll never be prosecuted. Trump will be in prison way before Hillary Clinton. And he's done nothing wrong but try to make America great again.
Watch what happens if they try this to completion. Check this out now. So this Mueller, I'm telling you, man, right now, anybody that's involved in the law, and Mueller's at the very top, knows this expression about the appearance of impropriety. You have to recuse yourself if there's even an appearance of impropriety. I have to say no to some clients because I once represented their boyfriend or something. You understand?
Yeah.
Small-level cases like that, I have to do that because there's the appearance of impropriety. This case, he's involved in, and there's beyond the appearance of impropriety, there's probable guilt here. And he's not recusing. Remember when Jeff Sessions recused himself? Probably didn't even have to, but he was concerned about the appearance of impropriety. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And it's just ridiculous, the whole case. And now we got Jeff Sessions coming out saying that he's not going to prosecute nobody. Well, guess what? It's time to fire that turd. You're going to prosecute
Hillary
Clinton.
Did he say that? I didn't know that.
I don't know how true it is. I didn't vet the story. I seen the story today. It's unvetted, and it's only hearsay at this point. But apparently he come out and said they ain't going to prosecute these people. And if that's the case, he needs to go. And Trey Gowdy is now, I don't know, I think they got to Trey Gowdy too. I don't trust him anymore. They're getting to these guys. Half of this deep state thing is getting dirt on them and blackmailing them. And when these guys finally get the balls to go, you know what? I don't care if you blackmail me. I don't care if I get in trouble. I have a responsibility to the people of this country. Throw me in prison. I screwed up. This is what happened. That's what needs to go down. Real men of integrity.
To the Constitution. You know,
Trey Gowdy was the best. He would hammer him.
It's unbelievable. I got to wrap up, folks. I'm 18 minutes in to overtime. Oh, wait, no.
I'll
talk to
you later, Mark.
Madonna, I want to thank you so much. Please be in touch with me. Some folks would like to probably send out some protection for you because you're probably now, you know, with that information like that, they're going to be watching you. And I got some good friends out there. I got folks out in California that listen to my show regularly that are very well in security and know how to take care of people. And I want to put you in touch with a couple of people that can offer some protection for you for a little while till this blows over.
All right.
I'll be in touch
with you.
What about
me, Mark? I'm just floating out here.
Bye.
Thank you, Madonna. Be safe. Ladies and gentlemen, some crazy stuff. The developments keep going, and nobody's talking about it. We're talking about it because it's important. It is absolutely important that we talk about this. Can't let it die. We can't let it go. We have to keep speaking out. The truth needs to come out, whether people died or didn't die. whether people got shot or didn't get shot. Whatever it is that you believe or don't believe, the truth has to come out. Whether it's what we all know and think, we feel, what we speculate, or whether it's exactly what happened, whether it was Stephen Paddock on the 32nd floor or seven people running around all over Vegas shooting people. We need the truth. Or if nothing happened. There's an active shooter drill again, folks, right there in Vegas. Every time there's an active shooter drill, guess what? Guess what's getting ready to happen November 4th? Antifa is going to remove Trump and Pence by force. That's their claim, starting November 4th. Good luck. They're not going to get away with that. It's all tied together. It's all part of bringing down our country. Every single thing that you're hearing and seeing right now in the media is to destroy this country. Folks, as citizens of America, because you don't want to be a citizen of the United States, you want to be a citizen of America. Because if you're a citizen of the United States, you're a citizen of 10 square miles called Washington, D.C. I'm a Florida national living in America. I'm not a citizen of the United States of corporate America. I am a free American. I'm a free person. I live in Florida. Anyhow, I want to thank our guest tonight, Eric Brecky. He's got a show. He's trying to bring the truth. We're talking about Vegas and a slaughter that did or did not happen. Something happened out there, and they got a smoke screen, and we're going to find out what. So keep tuning in. We'll keep digging for guests. We'll keep trying to bring people on who are there, who heard it, who've seen it. I'm really looking for this guy, Gio Rios. I'd like to speak to him. As he was running out of the crowd, he grabbed his girlfriend by the arm and pulled her to one side, and the girl next to him got shot in the face from ground level, running away the other direction, away from the Mandalay Bay. Shot in the face. What does that say? Gio Rios. If you know him, have him contact Patriot Nation Radio. I reached out to him. Very important stuff. There's 22,000 people at that concert. You may have seen the video of the guy standing up and flipping the bird to the Mandalay Bay. When you see that guy and that dude videotaping that, you see cameras everywhere. Where are all the videos? Where are they? Folks, we are living in a time of tyranny right now where folks fear the government. We have to put the fear of the people back in the government so we can have liberty. Until we have the government fearing the people, we will continue down this path of tyranny. Started way back when. I believe it all started with George Bush. George H.W. Bush started this whole thing rolling. All chummy with the Clintons. The Clintons came, then Bush Jr. George W. They're all in this together. Republicans and Democrats. Doesn't matter who you vote for. If you don't really vet your candidates, you're part of the problem. Well, I seen that guy's yard sign all over town. That's all I recognize the name. I voted for the yard sign. Stupid. Don't vote for the yard sign. Take the name off the yard sign. Google them. Call them. Because when they're running for election, folks, these people want to talk to you. They want your vote. Call them. They'll talk to you. They want that vote. Even if it's one vote, it could be the vote that puts them over the top. Call them. They'll talk. He says, Bill Jones for judge. Give him a ring. I had candidates for judge on my show. I've had senators, congressmen, and all kinds of people. Candidates running for governor of Florida. I had four candidates on here running for governor of Florida. Make sure they all love the Constitution. Make sure they all love the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, at least up to the 10th Amendment. After the Bill of Rights, all that crap that came after it, like the 13th and the 14th Amendment, and the 17th Amendment, all these other amendments that just screwed freedom, maybe it might be time for constitutional convention under the Article 5. Bring on the Countermand Amendment. Research the Countermand Amendment. Get rid of all this bogus crap. Anyhow, folks, I got to wrap up here. I'm really into the end of my show. I don't usually do it this long. I'm usually a one-hour show, but we had a lot to talk about tonight. And again, I want to thank my guest, Eric Brecky, for coming on tonight and talking about the Vegas massacre and other things that went down. And if you don't like the NFL, folks, that's good because we don't like them anymore either. And we're going to do the national anthem again right here from my good friend Dave Bray. He sang it a cappella in Pittsburgh. We're going to play that version here in just a second. But first, you want to make sure you tune in tomorrow for American Brand Radio Initiative with Scott Kesterson, Emmy Award-winning journalist, and my pal, James Bostic, as they cover American Brand Radio Initiative, 7 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, followed again by the same show. They do it twice a week, Thursday, 7 p.m. on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, American Brand Radio Initiative with Scott Kesterson and James Bostic. Of course, then Thursday at 8 o'clock is me, Patriot Nation Radio. We're working on some stuff. We're going to get some other shows on. I'm working on it. I need more truth to get out. The Patriot Nation Radio will keep expanding and bringing on shows as we try to bring the truth to constitutional issues. Because here at Patriot Nation Radio, freedom, liberty, and American way, it's the only way. So now, if you don't like me, search out Eric. If you don't like Eric, tune into Live Truth Radio with Brian Lang. Just search it. Check out my good friend Pastor Sylvester Bland at the UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us, www.theUnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Pastor Sylvester Bland, that's a good show right there, folks. Keep His Mind Pool, search for him. He's got a show going on once in a while. You want to check out Slider and Deborah, Spread the Word. They got a great show going on. In fact, Renee's been on that show and a couple of others. I've been on that show. We did a simulcast broadcast a week ago with Laura Luma, and we were also broadcasting on News Without Filters, and we covered a lot of ground. So, folks, check out these shows. It's where the truth resides. Turn off the TV. Turn off Fox News. Turn off CNN, the Communist News Network, MSNBC. And remember, turn off the National Felons League, because they do not give respect to our flag and our, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice to defend that flag. So right now, if you'll take a moment, rise up from your seat. I get the flag right there. So if you don't have a flag close, you can look at this flag. We take care of the national anthem, sung by Dave Bray in Pittsburgh, a cappella. Here we go.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see my dawn's early light? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right, folks, it's a wrap. See you Thursday, 8 o'clock, right here. Don't forget, American Brand Radio Initiative right before me. Eric, again, thanks a lot, and I'll be talking to you on the pages.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Keep up the good work.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
May God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in, because without you, there is no show. You are my show. Thanks again. Good night, and God bless.